hello, everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast, the Friday edition of the show after the show. I'm Jason. That's Jacob. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for telling your friends. Thank you so much for giving us a 5-star review or 4, whatever the top one at 5 stars. If you haven't done that yet, well, shame on you. You're no longer allowed to listen. You can no longer listen to the show unless you give us a 5-star review. I will track you down. Well, it's Friday. You go.
Yeah, I've got it.
Not ready.
No. Oh, my God. You're right. These are
See,
terrible.
I told you. We're in a different studio than we were yesterday and usually. And everything is all weird in here.
I wanted to start with this thing. And again, I've got to track it down because we're in a different studio. But basically, you had a situation just moments ago where someone was Facebook messaging you and asking
yes.
you how to comment on Facebook posts, which
yes.
I thought was very funny. And obviously,
you did immediately laugh.
Don't name them, obviously, because I'm not
John.
Like, I'm not interested in shaming them, but like
no
I'm curious exactly what they said.
I'll pull it up. Hold on. It was weird because it's just like it was a basic question, and it was sent on Facebook. Good morning. How do I comment on your Facebook posts?
Again, they've gotten pretty far into the process.
They know how to instant message,
and that's I would say that's more difficult than commenting on a post. But it reminded me of this thing. And there's different iterations of this, and I've seen it on multiple different occasions. The thing that popped into my head was this example of I've seen the screen cap where it's this kid's dad, and he posts a question to Facebook, just kind of like a question, and it's evident that
do you remember?
He was,
does it say what the question was?
I can't remember what the question was. It's evident that he wanted to Google this question, but he is confusing Facebook and Google. And his son is commenting on the post, telling his dad trying to explain the situation that he's talking on Facebook. The dad just won't get it, and just keeps typing different iterations of the same question, trying to get the answer. And eventually, the son just like tells him the answer to the question in the comments. But I was trying to track down that specific screen cap that I've seen around Googling like. Facebook, Google mm-hmm. confusion or whatever, and there's a BuzzFeed list of 40 people who think Facebook is Google. So this is actually a much bigger problem than even I thought.
Are we certain that this is not set up, like staged and fake?
No,
including by the way the original that went viral.
And certainly the original one is the most likely to. I mean, it's certainly possible that one's set up. These ones, there's some of them that are so seemingly. Weirdly specific and personal
okay.
that I believe some of them. Some of these could also be fake.
This is on their wall or their where
so
are they
yeah,
posting
here's,
it specifically?
Here's the almost I'd say 90% of these are on the Google Facebook page. So that's
okay.
kind of the part of why it makes it confusing.
Okay.
Is people have gotten
okay.
to the Google Facebook page and they just type it into
Got
the
it.
Box.
So they're basically confusing Facebook for their web browser.
Yes, and so they're on the Google Facebook page. And they're just, some of them I won't be able to read because they're inappropriate because people look for inappropriate
rotten.
Things on the internet. Number one is a woman named Donna Silva. She just writes Adele looking for number two, which I don't understand. Actually,
do grannies have weird?
I'm worried that it's some type of sex act or some like thing that I shouldn't know the
I'll
answer to.
I'll look that one up.
And Sam Higgins just searches or he writes recipe for peanut brittle. Again, these are all on the
this
Google.
This is a joke. It's a joke.
Rohan, he triple X sex hot. That one almost seems.
It's a
that's
joke
like a,
too.
Yeah. but some of them are like misspelled and that's why they feel real. Linda writes.
You're by the way going to have to bleep out what we said about Granny.
Oh no!
It's a horrible.
Oh my
idea.
God! I had no idea. I just thought it was like an innocent guy who thought
before either. But it's about, and you just said
I'm
it
not,
again.
I know.
You
I'll
have to believe it twice. I've never heard that before.
I thought he just.
Now, to be fair, I didn't click on any of the sites because it seemed like I
yeah,
was being sent
shouldn't.
Into a place I should not look at in the office.
Linda just typed in signs of. She tried to write punctured lung, but she forgot the C, so it just says puntered lung. What happened to Barbara on Channel 9 News? I don't know. This one I don't understand. Tina, she's trying to spell virginity. She spells virginity and radio. I don't know how those two
but
things would go together.
If you type this, you have a general understanding that once you type it, you get results.
Yes.
So they didn't get any of that.
On number 9, this guy writes, starts out funny videos of animals, doesn't get anything. His next post, like within the, these are all 3 posts in the same minute. Next post, funny animals. Next post, funny cats. Like, he's not getting what he wants, so he's trying, like, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, like, maybe I gotta be more specific.
So he keeps trying.
Poor guy. Does anyone help him?
No. Sometimes people help. Let's see if I can find one where people help. It's number 17, Sonia. What is another name for hell? midget butts. Someone writes midget butts. I think just Google.
Some of these are fake.
Yeah, maybe. But midget butts is so like specific that like, either way, it's kind of funny to me because it's just kind of a red herring. It's just out of nowhere. Where's ones where, why is my poop green is another one.
Why is it?
I know there's sometimes people will chime in and try to like answer the questions, but also usually they're just mean. Oh, how many miles between Omaha, Nebraska and Lawrence, Kansas? Someone wrote in 212 miles. So they're just being helpful.
Maybe
I don't know
that's
if that's accurate. I haven't checked if it's accurate.
Maybe Google works like Alexa or
yes.
Siri.
Oh, yeah. Another one. Oh, well, Jackie writes, what was the number one song for 1947? And a guy just used this.
Well,
and
she
then
was
linked
just
to Google.
She was just trivia. She was asking. She knew the answer. She just wanted to know if you did. That's funny. God bless them.
A metaphysical poem using the word love.
That was the poem.
I had to skip down to the end, so now let's see if there's any funny ones in the middle. Guy looking for Phillies tickets. Amazing Grace lyrics. Wait. Everybody already knows this lyrics.
Why
Amazing
only
Grace?
One sentence in it?
Anyway. Honestly, one of my favorite books. I wish I could remember the name of it.
Everybody Poops.
No, well, I don't think I've ever actually read it.
The Gay Penguin book.
What's the Gay Penguin
book? I don't remember. It was all controversial because the penguin was gay and some people tried to ban it from libraries like a decade ago.
It's called When Parents Text, and it's just examples of parents texting.
I think I've heard that before. Something like that before.
It's very funny, or I enjoyed that book very much.
Oh, well, if you think it's funny, because you're the comedy leader.
I made everyone that I knew at when I found the book read it. Like, I would just carry it around and tell people. And it's very easy to read. It's just parents. It's just small conversations of text. Anyways, that's the end of that. We can do the next segment now.
Okay. Well, let's first take a quick break. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That's Jacob. It's Friday, which means he's in charge. I just react. Go!
Have you heard of that there's like a conventional wisdom equation for how long it's going to take you to get over a breakup, and that it's
I've never
like,
heard the convention. They usually say you'll get over it. And usually I think it's when you meet someone else.
So apparently one of the ones that gets bandied about is it's a half the length of the relationship. That's how long it's going to take you to get over the relationship. Yeah. So I kind of agree too that, well, I mean, certainly it can be true.
Anything can be true, but that also means it might not be true.
Yeah, and I think if you're in a, let's say you're married for 50 years and then you get divorced, this is going to take you 25 years.
Yeah,
you'll definitely be dead. But also it does almost maybe work in that situation.
Yeah,
because if you've
also
been married that long,
no,
you're never going to get over the death of your 50-year wife.
But my point is you can have short relationships that might last longer in the sort of the post-depression of, let's say you have a summer fling that you weren't expecting, but you made this super deep connection that you've never made before, and it was at camp or, you know, wherever it was, and so you can't be together again. I imagine that's going to hurt more than a month.
Yeah. So I think we kind of agree that that's an overly simplistic reading or attempt to explain away how long it's going to take.
And the only reason we have this and the reason why we're not satisfied with it is because there's no answer and people are searching for it, right? People want an answer so they can say this pain or this anger or whatever it is you're feeling will end, and I just have to suffer through it until, you know, May 27th, and then it'll go away.
Right. Well, I think even the having the
or
end
you're
date
preparing
is,
for
is,
something.
Preparing for, what do you mean? Oh, you're talking about me personally. I think people genuinely do, even when you, let's say you're going through anything, it doesn't have to be an emotional breakup pain. It can just be like a bodily pain. Just having that, if you go to a doctor and they say like, yeah, there's nothing really we can really do, but you should feel better by this date, then you're just like, okay, I can deal with this thing.
So
for
you're
that
saying
long.
The psychological thing in this case, you'll be fine. I know you're feeling crappy now. Give it a month and it'll be gone.
Even
or
if
2 weeks or whatever.
Even if it's inaccurate, I think people still like they it helps them to have some.
It's a placebo.
Yeah, but so this writer for Broadly, which is like the women's section of Vice, thought agreed with us that this simplistic equation isn't quite accurate. So she tried to develop a new one with way more factors that you can plug in. So we'll go through. This is the equation. X over 2 plus J plus L minus T plus K over 2 plus R equals Y. And so then we have to go through all of the terms.
Wait, I'm still writing it down.
So X is equal to the amount of time in months that you dated. Obviously, the
length of your relationship.
Yes. And she specifies it doesn't matter if you were in a defined relationship or not. So basically, like,
whatever you perceive to be
the
relationship.
Okay. Yes. When your start date to your end date. Y equals the amount of time in months it will take you to get over them. So that's the other side of the equation. J equals X over 3. And her explanation for that is if you can't quite wrap your mind around why the breakup happened and you're left feeling Claire Danesy trying to piece together a terror plot confused.
Okay, yeah, it's a Homeland reference.
You were really, really good together. You have to add more time to the getting over process because this denial confusion period will take longer.
Okay.
I or L, I can't remember which it was, equals 4. Wait, if are you...
Oh, my God.
If you're... Oh, wait, so that equals 4 if you are soft, she says. So
soft.
If things upset you easily...
Okay.
You add more, but if that's not the case for you, if you're just kind of a... person who doesn't feel things, I guess, then
sociopath.
You would, that factor would equal 0.
Where are you on that scale? 1 to 10, 1 being the softest, where every slight will make you cry, 10 meaning you have no feelings whatsoever.
I feel like I'm a feeler for sure, so probably a 3, maybe even a 3.5, pretty close to that 4. Okay.
I'm only angry, so beyond that, I experience only anger, jealousy, and that's it.
Well, but how would you say on the spectrum of how often you carry things around with you, like wrongs?
But that usually has
breakups
to do with anger, or jealousy. So it's my vindictiveness.
Softness is just feels like the wrong term to describe that term for you. T is X over 3 again. If at any point post breakup you get romantically involved with someone else, so basically she's describing if you
interference
try,
from
you
a third
rebound,
party,
that'll reduce the time for you. K, the amount of times you check his or her social media per day. So that I thought was actually kind of interesting. The idea that if you expose yourself more to them, this is gonna exacerbate the process, which I think is true. R equals 3 if you feel conflicted about conflicted between blocking them or letting them watch your Instagram stories for validation that they are basically again another factor of the social media thing.
Yeah, almost a reverse cyber stalk.
Exactly, where it's like, are you putting things up there for their benefit? Because or like if that's a factor in your thinking. Anyway, given those factors, given that she's trying to adjust the equation to those specifications, does it feel any more accurate, or is this just again, it's just like self-helpy and it's
clickbait.
Not going to do anything?
It's going to do nothing. Yeah. I mean, this is just her being cute.
The other
right, I mean, this is just me being kind of trying to be clever on something that we all acknowledge no one's able to do. I think her point is well taken in that it's more complex than people will realize. Mm-hmm. So I'll give her that. But again, you're never going to find a time.
I still think that she says she plugged in like her most recent breakup and felt that it was accurate. I would be like certainly if I was going to use an equation just because I was in the feeling like I really needed this end date to just like help myself process or give myself a timeline. I still might use this.
Yeah.
The other thing though is that, and this is, I couldn't find the audio of this, but there was this YouTube video that I watched a while back. This was specific to grief, not relationship breakup grief, but like actual, I think like tragic death more so grief. It was some type of psychologist or therapist who was talking about the way she thinks about grief now is different than she used to, and it's more not that you get over it and that getting over it is the wrong way to think about it. It's more that like she draws these two circles and there's like one circle and then a larger circle, and basically like when the grief first happens it's just that one circle, and then as time passes your life grows around the grief, meaning that basically that grief is always going to be there and it's with you forever. It's just that your life is expanded around it, and so that you don't necessarily think about it as often.
That's what people mean when they say they get over things.
Their life has expanded so much that
all they're doing is trying to sound a lot more smart and philosophical around something we all already experience. It doesn't mean anything. Literally, that's what it means when someone says they've gotten over it. Mm-hmm. It means they've moved on because other life experiences have taken more importance in their life than that previous experience did.
But we're clearly, when we talk about getting over it, it feels like it's a end a solid, like, okay, it's over now. Getting over it, like, it's done.
Yeah,
whereas that's exactly how why it was helpful for me to think about that.
Yeah,
because,
but at some point you don't care anymore.
Yes, but she's describing
she's
a situation. But that's dark, and that makes. I mean, I think people realize that I'm never not going to be completely over.
But that's not true. At some point, you do get completely over something where it no longer holds any meaning to derail your emotional well-being. That's all it means.
That's exactly the distinction that she's making, though, is that it's going to be with you. It's basically like one of those, if you're talking about a graph, it gets closer and closer to zero, but it never fully reaches it. That's all she's saying.
So you've experienced something when you were 7 years old that at the time really meant something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it means literally nothing, and it will never mean anything. It will never bring up emotions. You're never going to get upset or depressed about it. That's you completely getting over something. So how come you can completely get over something in that regard, but now all of a sudden you can't? Anyone can get over anything.
Maybe you can, but as an adult, you might not have enough time to get over something, just in terms of what age you are.
It depends on when it happens.
How significant the event is in your life. And we can talk about deep psychological traumas that people do carry them.
Someone stealing your toy truck during playtime, and you were really pissed off, and you cried.
Yeah, but why are you going there? That's clearly not what we're talking about.
But I think it is what we're talking about. It's just the way that you emotionally react to something that you perceive at the time to be an injustice of some kind or a shame of some kind. It's the same emotional reaction. It's just to a different stimulus, and at some point you do move on.
Hope so.
Shut up and just move on.
Let's move on.
All day is all like, oh, you know, Stevie, when I was 7, stole my toy truck. And he starts cursing up a storm.
You sound like you're not over this, Jason.
Name is Sammy.
I know that you'll carry this with you forever. But
well,
I just want
you to
know
what I'm doing
that
to
you? Your life is going to grow around it, and eventually you'll feel like it's not as big anymore.
Take this. That's a third bleep
another
you gotta
phrase.
Do. I wonder what people are going to assume we said after granny. It's not a bad word. It's just combined. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's just a gross thing on the internet.
It's granny and what I thought was a non-offending appendage, but put together,
so
there are these.
Now, again, to be fair, we're erring on the side of caution.
Yes, because
I don't
actually know for sure.
I didn't want to click on anything.
It just seemed bad.
There were lots of X's involved in everything that was giving me an option, so I chose not to click on it. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're off on Monday for Memorial Day. We'll see you on Tuesday on the After Show podcast.